You're listening to Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold, in for Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. About 2.5 million Americans were deployed in some way in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to the Department of Defense data. Today, the war in Iraq has ended, and the war in Afghanistan is coming to a close. And the veterans of those wars are facing new challenges as they return home.
A new seminar this semester at UW-Stevens Point called Back from the Front, Transitioning from the Military to Civilian Life, is dedicated to helping veterans who are now enrolled at Stevens Point.
The seminar was in part inspired by a 2012 book by Iraq War veteran Brian Kastner. It's called The Long Walk, A Story of War and the Life That Follows. Brian was an officer in explosive disposal unit in Iraq and returned home to find panic and anxiety gripping his life.
David Krissinger is with us. He's an associate lecturer at UW-Stevens Point and created the seminar dedicated to veterans transitioning to student life. David, welcome.
Thank you.
And also joining us is author Brian Kastner. He's visiting UW-Stevens Point today to speak with veterans and give a public lecture. Brian, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, Brian, you commanded an explosive disposal unit in Iraq. That can be very dangerous work, and that was really what inspired your book, I suppose. What was it like to defuse bombs and handle debris day after day?
I guess I spent a whole book trying to describe that. I tried to. For me, it didn't make a sense to write a book that was only about the war or only about coming home, and I kind of intertwined those two things. And so the funny thing about war, the funny thing about taking apart bombs in Iraq is it can be frightening, but it's also exhilarating. And so when you're coming home, you're both thankful to be safe, but then you also have this incredible experience that you just naturally miss it in some way. And so that can inform your ability to come home, just deal with normal tasks. How does walking the dog and doing the dishes rise to the challenge of taking apart IEDs with a robot? It doesn't. And in that way, I guess the book speaks to a lot of veterans' experiences.
And the title of the book, The Long Walk, is basically referring to when you'd have to suit up and go up to a piece of explosive debris or a bomb. Is that right.
We've been in the bomb disposal community. We've been using the term the long walk for decades. The British called it that during the Troubles in Northern Ireland as well. And the idea is that unlike what you might see in the movies, you only go up to a bomb as the last resort, the last thing you would possibly want to do. You've used a robot first. You've used explosive first. You've done lots of things first. But then if it really comes down to it, somebody has to take the thing apart, right? So you put on the suit and only one person is going to go down. So only one person is exposed to the danger. And it's the longest, loneliest thing you can do. But of course, titles have multiple meanings. So it's not just
Yeah, I was going to say, is that also what it's like coming back after war too? It feels like a long walk.
It does. It feels like a very long transition, and it's also lonely. You can be, despite the fact that, as you mentioned, there's 2.5 million veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, it can feel like you're doing it by yourself. You've had this unit, you've had these men and women that you've been closer to than family while you've been in combat together. And then in my case, I went home to Buffalo, New York, and there's not a lot of bomb techs in Buffalo. And so you're on your own, and it feels lonely the way, you know, that did, the long walk did too.
And in the book, you describe yourself as sort of dealing with the crazy. Could you talk about that a little bit? Is it just getting used to the different situation in being home?
It was a lot of things. I used the word crazy because I didn't have another word for it. And I should say crazy is my word, with a capital C. I use it. And I think there's a lot of fear among a lot of veterans that you don't want to come home and be the crazy veteran. And I felt like I was turning into a stereotype or a cliche or something. So for me, it's anxiety, but it's not just that. It's stress. It's worry. It's the challenge of transitioning. For me, it was also a physical feeling. I thought I was having a heart attack. And the only reason I ended up at the right place in the VA is because I had been to the emergency room so many times, they got sick of looking at me, and they eventually sent me to all the stress tests. And if it's not your heart, it turned out to be you know, to be my head. And it took me a bit of a transition to kind of work through all that.
Now this is a transition that a lot of people are dealing with as they come back from war. And David Kristinger, I want to bring you in now. You're the lecturer at Stevens Point that started this seminar focused on veterans transitioning to student life. Could you tell me how this all started with you?
About 4.5 years ago, a very good friend of mine came home from his second combat deployment. He went to Iraq first, Afghanistan second, and late one night, he opened up to me about some of the issues that he was dealing with. And I remember realizing, you know, in 2010, we had been at war for 9 years, and I had not ever really been confronted with the after effects. And I realized that I didn't know about the places he was talking about, and I didn't know about the issues that he was dealing with. And so I started reading everything I could so that I could talk to him and in an intelligent way, I guess. And there were a few books that I read that really, you know, made me understand, I think, a little bit better, or at least allowed me to empathize a little bit better with his situation. Brian's book was one of those books. And
so you're not a veteran, so being able to figure that out was a challenge.
Right. Yep. I come from a family of veterans. My father is a veteran. My grandfather fought in the Pacific during World War II. And so I, you know, I had that sort of family background, but no, I myself never served. And when my friend came back, like I said, it was difficult to confront that and realize that I had not paid attention for almost a decade. And so he and I, I'm a writer, editor, and he and I worked together for a few years trying to tell his stories and writing them down. And we had this like pile of paper of all the stuff that we had written, and we thought, okay, now what do you do with this? And we decided to start a website and do a fundraiser for a organization that helps veterans in their transition. And we ran a 50-mile ultramarathon last October after raising $7,000 for The Mission Continues, which is this really great nonprofit out of St. Louis that helps veterans transition by giving them leadership opportunities in their communities. And a couple of weeks before that race, we were invited to come to the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, to do a lecture in a class called Running in the Meaning of Life, which was just perfect for what we were doing. And after the class was over, a few people approached me and said, you know, could you do a class based on what you did with your friend? And that's where the idea came from. And so I've spent the last year putting together a syllabus and trying to get guest speakers and people who have gone through this transition to come in and speak to my class.
Now David, apparently this is an issue that a lot of students are dealing with. A lot of students who are coming to UW-Stevens Point, there are a lot of returning veterans. So there was a need for this, right?
Yeah, we have about 300 student veterans on campus. And as part of the new curriculum design here, students are required to take what's called a first-year seminar, and basically it's a class to teach freshman students how to be successful in college, and the one thing that they found was that this was not particularly helpful necessarily for non-traditional students in general and veterans in particular, because the things that veterans are dealing with are very different than what the average 17 or 18-year-old is dealing with, and so the class was designed just for veterans. To give them a space to connect with each other and to build accountability and to learn how to be successful in the university environment.
Now, Brian Kastner, does this sound like a good idea to you based on your experience with your fellow veterans?
Oh, sure it does, because I think that there's this perception, there's a popular perception, you know, based on a lot of media reports that you can describe veterans only by post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or traumatic brain injury, TBI, or the backlog of the VA, or all of these big problems. And you can get this impression that, veterans are all crazy, they all have PTSD, they all have brain damage or something. But I think if you look at the wide group, really what a lot of veterans need is a transition. They need a community. They need you know, they were used to having this bond in the military unit, and then they get to a university and it just feels different. They're, as David mentioned, they're with a lot of students that aren't very knowledgeable about the war, aren't necessarily sure what all of these veterans have been up to for the last 13 years. And so there is a bit of a transition involved there. And it's not about mental health counseling, or it's not specifically about something medical. It's about community, and that's what they're able to provide in this class and in their Veterans Club here and in, you know, a number of other programs.
Now, Brian, when you were writing your book, were you imagining that other veterans would read this, or even people who weren't veterans would read this and be inspired by it in this way?
Oh, I had no idea. I was so naive. I thought I was writing this little story of something that happened to me and to some of my friends. And I didn't have an agent or a publisher or anything when I got started. So I was just amazed that anybody would want to read it. And then the fact that, you know, it's been 2.5 years since the book was published, that I'm still talking about it, but not just that, that it continues to be relevant. And the most humbling thing, and the thing I never expected, is that veterans would read it and say, you know what? What you wrote about yourself makes sense to me and applies. And I would never want to speak for any individual veteran. Every veteran saw their own war, fought their own war, had their own experience. But if somebody says, hey, this does sound like me, it's tremendously gratifying, right?
Yeah. We're speaking with Brian Kastner. He's the author of The Long Walk, A Story of War and the Life That Follows, and David Krissinger, associate lecturer at UW-Stevens Point, who leads a seminar designed for veterans transitioning to student life. And this seminar uses Brian's book and other books as a way to connect.
And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have an experience of yourself, maybe a family member, coming back from war? What were the challenges with that transition, and how did you cope? If you return from war to become a student, we'd like to hear from you. You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're back with Brian Kastner, author of The Long Walk, A Story of War and the Life That Follows. And also joining us is David Krissinger, associate lecturer at UW-Stevens Point, who leads a seminar designed for veterans transitioning to student life. The seminar was in part inspired by Brian's book. And we're talking about the challenges of coming home from war and transitioning to life as a student.
And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have an experience of you or a family member coming back from war and dealing with making that transition? What are the challenges and coping mechanisms? If you return from war to become a student, we'd like to hear from you. Talk about your unique challenges. Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Brian Kastner, it was interesting, before we went to the news, you were talking about how you were surprised that other people that other people's experiences were similar to yours. Could you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. I had no agenda or platform when I was writing this. I didn't have a lot of writing experience. I had written a little bit, but I wasn't plugged into the publishing world. I had not written a lot of other things, and so I guess I didn't really anticipate, you know, the audience it might find. And in that way, I'm just really fortunate. I think that if you're really lucky as a writer, your book is two books. Your book is the book you thought you wrote, and then your book is also this book that it turns into as other people read it and share it. And it's a tremendous gift for the writer for that to happen. And that only happens if you find an audience. Since then, I've become much more conversant on veterans' issues and have done the research to educate myself. But I didn't write it as as any sort of policy book of here's what we should do for veterans. All I tried to do was tell a little story. And I think that as a writer, you get to the general when you become very, very specific. So this is one story of one person in Iraq, but you can maybe draw some broader themes from that. And I guess not to give away the ending of my book, but I don't have PTSD, you know, so there's more to this. The story is more complicated than person goes to war, person comes back crazy, person is broken. There's a lot more variations in gray area in there. And, you know, different veterans need different things.
Now, David Krissinger, you deal with veterans in the course that you're teaching. Do you find that that's the situation with the students you're working with who are making a transition from being soldiers to being students?
Absolutely. You know, I would say the number one thing that I've learned in this semester is exactly what Brian said, that every veteran fought their own war, and they're all going to have to find their own path home. And one path is not going to be right for every veteran. And I think that was, you know, I had sort of come into the semester thinking, you know, Brian ran. He ran to sort of deal with the things he was doing with, or that he was dealing with, and he wrote, and he, you know, learned history and learned about, you know, the veterans who came before him and the things they dealt with. And I thought, that's a great model. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna start a running group, and we're gonna write, and we're gonna study history. And for some, that's exactly what they needed. And others say, no, this isn't exactly what I need. Or maybe it's, you know, it's something a little bit different. Or, you know, maybe I need. We read another book called Turning Pro. That's all about doing the little things every day and focusing on being a professional. And that really resonated with some of the students. And I found, like, throughout the semester that if I could just say, hey, you know, if we look at history and we see what other veterans have done, you know, maybe this can give you an idea of what would work for you. And I think the students have really responded to that.
Well, we'd like to hear from you if you're listening and have thoughts about this. Maybe you were a returning veteran at some point and went off to college, or maybe you're just want to talk about coming back to the United States after being overseas as a soldier. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. We are going to go to the phones right now. Matt from Sparta, welcome to Central Time. Matt.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. So I was an active duty airborne infantryman for a little more than 3 years in the 82nd Airborne Division, got deployed a couple times with them, and I was fortunate enough, and I never take it for granted, that although I was an infantryman, I didn't see anything that was sufficiently traumatic to cause me any kind of issues coming back home, so I can't speak to that. However, I was concerned coming back and going to school. I'm a full-time student right now, as well as a reservist. I was concerned that I would have certain viewpoints forced on me by my professors in college, and that has not happened. So that's really awesome. That's not been an issue, and I've actually been to a couple different campuses in Wisconsin as a full-time student. I've never experienced that. Also, I was concerned that I would have issues utilizing the benefits in the Montgomery GI Bill and whatnot. Once I started going to school, and that has not been an issue either. The people who work for the veterans representatives on the college campuses have all done a really good job, and you know, so I'm pretty thankful,
Matt, in your case, having people who can help you and sort of finding a community that can help you is really paid off for you in a lot of ways. Then,
absolutely, yeah. You know, there's veteran student organizations that I've taken part in, and those are extremely helpful in navigating, you know, the different specific concerns veterans might have as college students, as well as the paid staff whose job it is to make sure that the veterans are getting their, you know, benefits, whether it be, you know, Montgomery GI Bill, post 9/11, or whatever it might be. So it's been a positive experience for me, and
all right. Well, thanks, Matt, for that call. And Brian Kastner, was finding some sort of community or finding some way of working through the issue a really key point for you when you came back?
It was. I mean, I tried a lot of things. Like David mentioned, I tried running. I still run a lot. I did yoga. Obviously, writing helped. And as David said, and as Matt alluded to, you know, everybody's kind of figuring out their own way to transition back. I think something Matt said, though, is really important, and that's that he had his suspicions about going back to college, too. And there's a name for this, the civilian-military divide that exists in our country now, where we have a very, very few, less than 1% of the population that went and fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we have a country that paid more or less attention to it, depending on what year it was. And so we have these, if they're not suspicions, they're at least just basic ignorance kind of on both sides. The veteran is maybe, like Matt mentioned, he was suspicious of, what am I going to learn in these colleges? And on the other hand, you have civilians saying, well, who are these veterans and what did they do? And I'm not sure what to ask them. Do I thank them from their service? Do I not thank them? Do I talk to them? And really, it's classes like David's and it's programs at universities around the country that maybe start individual one-on-one conversations. And that's how we bridge this divide.
Well, Brian Kastner, thank you so much. David Kristinger, too. Thanks for joining us. We've been speaking with Brian Kastner, author of The Long Walk, A Story of War and the Life That Follows, and David Kristinger, associate lecturer at UW-Stevens Point, who leads a seminar designed for veterans transitioning to student life. Brian Kastner will be giving a lecture tonight at 6 p.m. at the Dreyfus University Center at UW-Stevens Point. If you're a returning veteran, a great resource is the Veterans Coming Home website. It's a project led by our colleagues at Wisconsin Public Television with partnerships with public media organizations across the country. The address for that is veteranscominghome.org. That's veteranscominghome.org. Again, a service of Wisconsin Public TV and public media stations across the country.